Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Trust you. Help us. Cause us to be joyful in your presence. Cause us to be joyful in your presence. Let us always have a song to sing. Help us. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Please sit for a few minutes. We just have 30 minutes. Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 17. Let me just start by saying to us that if you listen to 10 people who are like specialists or professionals in their field, and you ask them to define a concept to you, they are most likely going to give you 10 different or 11 different ways to look at the matter. But you see, as Christians, God does not want us to be apologetic for what he has provided. If you have the scripture, just put it up there. If God says he's going to favor you, he's going to bless you, that is what he has decided. Nobody can choose that for God. God says, as far as you are concerned, this is my relation, this is the context of my relationship with you. So you don't apologize for being blessed. Hallelujah. I said, you don't apologize for being blessed by God. It's not your fault. If God chooses to bless you, that's on God. You don't have to behave like you are poor so that people will like you. You don't have to act broke. He said, the cattle upon 1,000 hills are mine. If he chooses to give them to you, he will not have to explain to your pastor. Many times as human beings, we always tend to look at the bad side of people. But is it for some reason God kept that person alive? God is seeing something else. Unfortunately, God will not ask your opinion to bless another person. So you have to worry about yourself and leave this person. This lady is not your problem. Don't say God change her. You say God change me. If everybody was being changed by God, every marriage will work. Even in a marriage, there are seasons change. Seasons change. You come into marriage, you are all excited, you love each other, you call each other 10 times a day. Even though she's on the bed, you see caller in the morning on the bed, on the phone, and say, hello, I just wanted to hear a voice. Then you do a kind of nice and romantic things. Then you get the first child, and the dynamics of the conversation changes. I don't know how many people I'm counseling with, young couples that are trying so hard to be divorced. They just want to be divorced. Regardless of what I say. And I'm trying so hard because I have seen Jesus change people last minute. Yeah. Listen to me, if you get a divorce now, your life will not be better for it. Believe me, because you've lived with somebody for 10 years in the same house. You slept on the same bed. You ate from the same food. Sometimes you scrape the pot. John, do you know this one? That's the man of God. Sometimes it's with that pot, the burnt one. You see that in front of the TV, there's just something miraculous about that. It's an experience. When you go home, they try to burn your food. I'm telling you, people see this man of God side of it, but they don't know the side of it that lies to hold the pot in the parlor, on the dining, on the floor, and you are scraping. The thing is really just scraping it, because there's something about the burnt part. Now you've lived with somebody like that for 10 years, then you say you want divorce. They will give you a paper and say, from today you are no more together. But what about the moments you shared? Can they split that? What about the challenges you all had to surmount together? Can you change that? That's why I'm telling you, listen to me, regardless of where you are. And that's why I believe in this phase of my life, the Lord is putting single mothers, single fathers in my space. Because, listen to me, after, as long as the root of the tree is still in the ground, there is hope for that tree. And the church has not been very nice to divorce people. Many people didn't wake up. They didn't plan for a divorce. They woke up and met it. Nobody planned that his marriage will be just for 3 years. You are just going on the street, and then they called you and say, oh, there was an Okada accident and your husband fell into the gutter and he didn't make it. I'm talking about people I have sat with and I have spoken to. They didn't pray for it. That's why the church is there, because we are supposed to just... Sometimes when you really want to comfort people, don't talk. Just sit down. Just sit down with them and just let them... Stop telling them, don't say any negative thing. Let them say what they want to say, because you don't know what they are going through. Just be there. The church is not for perfect people. It's for people that are being perfected. And because of our understanding of how God sees us, many of us don't have a relationship with prosperity, because we do not know that the God of the Bible is the one who said to Job, you will lay gold as dust. Now, excuse me, if God said these things to the guys in the Old Testament, what is he saying to you? Poverty is not the absence of cash. It's a state of the mind. And it's a spirit. As long as there is something that you think is too much, you cannot spend your money, that will be your limit. Some people will pray, convince themselves to give 10% to God. If you struggle with 10% and you are still praying, God expand me. So what if God gives you $1 billion? You will run away because, how much is it tight? All of a sudden your mind shuts down. You can't imagine. What? $1 billion? What is the tight of 1 billion? $1 million. $100 million. That's how some people had heart attack and they died. They didn't spend the money. Come on, say prosperity is in my DNA. God is not afraid to bless you, but he cannot bless you beyond your mindset. Give me that scripture. Cry yet saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities through what? Hello, look at that scripture. My cities through what? Prosperity shall yet what? Spread abroad. If you want to scale, you need resources. You know, most painful thing is that when you just wake up and realize nobody is coming to get you. There is something happens to you now. You look at all your friends, they are all prayer warriors. I told my brother, he was at the hospital, I think about 2 years ago. He just woke up, he was bleeding through his nose. So they rushed him. So they called me from Abuja, that they had to rush into an emergency. We didn't tell my mom. For the first time, they called me and said, bring money for hospital treatment. You know, I watched those things in movies, but it was the first time, like, this your brother. The day they discharged him, I called him. I said, please, don't die. Please. I know we've not had this conversation before, but for the first time, I felt I was going to lose you. But I am not ready. I'm not ready to be without a brother. The way my mom starts acting up, I just push my brother to her. Me, I'm the last one. Last one doesn't have responsibility. You, the elderly ones, go and be talking to your mother. Whenever you people decide, call me. My brother was quiet. He didn't say anything. I said, please don't die. You know the way Nigerian hospitals are, they'll just say, and he started recovering suddenly. Something just happened. Are you familiar with that line? So I came to church to people, I was afraid. Look, don't go to any pastor that is telling you don't have faith. Everybody has faith. But when your faith is tested, sometimes it cracks. I was scared. I was here, I was preaching, but I was afraid. Like, I could not imagine the thought of being the only son in the house. Like, I just couldn't imagine. My mom, it will shatter my mom, and I wasn't ready. I didn't even have the space to encourage myself, not to talk of trying to encourage my mom that you still have me. So I begged him. I said, please, don't be eating. What's that thing? These Hausa people. Stop eating masa. Stop eating kilichi. He was just laughing. I said, please. I'm the only one that is slim in my family. I beg. I said, please. Please. He was just laughing. He didn't. I'm not sure he really understood what I was saying. Like, okay, I'm fine now. Like, I can't buy coffee. I can't. See, you have to protect your thought space. Because Satan is very smart at pushing very quiet thoughts into our minds. And anything you permit to stay, the thought can come, but if you permit it to stay, it becomes a transaction.
Yes, sir.
And this air is always filled with things. Oh my God. Do you know that there are witches? Okay, sorry for... Because this is a holy church of God now. If you know what it takes to be a witch, I was listening to a witch. You know me, I follow strange people online. I was listening to a witch, a very young girl. You know, I thank God for spirituality. If I listened to that girl that day and I was not in Christ, I would just send her a message. I want to be your friend so that she can be protecting me. The girl said, anytime we want to get somebody, we can fast for 8 months. You know, our month of July, month of prayer and fasting. Even the fasting is not 30 days. It's 21. This girl said, if we try to get you, this is a young girl, her mother is a witch. So she is a witch on TikTok. She said, if we try to get you. She was talking about Christians. So she said, many Christians don't know what they have. She said, a lot of Christians are weak because they are lazy. He said, when we want to come after you and we try and we meet resistance, we will start fasting. Sometimes 1 year. And what is the purpose of the fasting? We are looking for the what? Why is this person protected? We are not fasting to bring you down. We want to know why we can't get through to you. What makes you so strong? I say, eh? Hey, now even though she's on the other side, but I appreciated her wisdom. Come and look at the comment section. Please, how can I connect with you? Please, these are the people that are in church this morning. Those people are in their churches this morning because people know their pastor is not strong spiritually. People don't believe their pastors. Pastor is supposed to be there, say his beat, and go away. We will know where to get solutions. That's why I'm telling you, if you see a scripture like this, and God says, I will cause you to prosper and spread like cities. Don't apologize for it. That is God's promise to you. Come on, say amen. Now, this thing has nothing to do with your certificate. Hello. I say it has nothing to do with your... What certificate did Daniel have in Babylon? Anything he had was useless. By the time, because he was already a prisoner. I hope you know Daniel was a prisoner. If you know, Daniel is the author of the book, so there's a way he wrote his own story. But Daniel was a prisoner. He was a slave. Do you know that Daniel was castrated? Daniel could not have children. Daniel did not marry. Some of the things that are our own prayer points now. Eh? But Daniel made a decision. I will be holy. And when God saw that decision, God opened the thresholds of wisdom over him and made him a father to the kings. There was a time there was a problem in that nation. They had to go and bring Daniel out of the prison. Daniel did not pray. Let me tell you how to relate to the prophetic. Please, can I just throw this in? Are you here? When you come to a prophet and you want to talk about your problems, Let the primary emotion in your spirit be faith. Please, are you with me? If you come to me, because sometimes when you say, Pastor, I want to see you, I'm just waiting for, I already know what you want to say. The moment you say, I want to, I know. I know. So the problem now is I have to be patient to allow you to talk. Because I can say, don't worry, just go and do this and yeah. But if I do that, it will not be a conversation, so I wait for you. But I notice that there are certain people that have that experience when they are with me. And there are some other people, they don't. And I realize that many people want to complain. They don't really want to talk about the problem. And as long as you want to complain, the prophetic doesn't operate. Please, are you with me? Please, are you with me? The other reason why I know the prophetic does not really operate with some people is because they don't have a readiness of mind to obey God. Some people are licensed disobedient people. They are licensed, and once you tell them do this thing, that's when they will not do it. So those people, if you pray from today to tomorrow, somebody was coming to my house. I shared this story sometime. Somebody was coming to my house with money. Me that I'm looking for money. Say you heard all the testimony people were sharing. Even in the dream, I collected money. You know the funny thing, eh? The way I sleep, like you. No wonder I'm always feeling tired when I wake up. I have gone from house to house. From house to house, visiting people. Me and God, we are going to talk after this video. You cannot be using my body like this. I don't know how God made up his mind to call me. Jesus. You know, many times I have to remind myself that God is a holy God, that I should be careful. Because I was saying, wait till that they look, when will I call this person? Me, I don't think call this guy person. This one, no serious. Growing up, I know poverty by name. So, you know, there's a name. God said, by my name, Jehovah. People did not know me. He was telling the servant, say they know me as God, but by my name Jehovah. So some of us know poverty by name, his first name. Because I know what it means to use, what do you call iru in English? Locust beans, thank you. With tomato, tin tomato paste. Sachet. No, in those days, even the tin was very cheap. You know, it was very cheap then. I'm sure that thing is very expensive now. Yeah. Those of you that are still buying it, I give you my hand. I think those of us who know how to fast, this is our season.
Yes.
We won't be spending money on anything. I don't mean I want to have plenty of children. May the Lord go with you. Don't mean I have one child. Just stay there. Don't do any mistake. Oh. Just stay where you are. I know poverty by name. I know what it means to be lonely and alone. I know what it means to be left alone in the house. And then my mom goes to work. There is no light. There are no wiring. There was no wiring, you know, structure in the house. So which means if there is light, we will not have light. We had candles. We had bush lanterns that I had to wash every night. For light. That's what turned some of us to this glass wearing thing. As one thing is shako, is not a cup, is the life that has dealt with us to the point that we now have this thing. And I've prayed 3 times that the Lord will take it away. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. I know what it means to use Maggi, mix it with iru or with that tin tomato, and imagine that I'm eating on the king's table. I have to imagine. If not, I can't eat it. Well, I don't eat fish. For those of you who know me well, I don't eat fish. I don't touch fish. I don't smell fish. I don't like the spelling of the word fish. But when I was in boarding school in Owo, My gari was finished. You know, there's something we call osegberaga. I don't know how they call it in English. You know, when you did you go to boarding school? The first 1 week, all your cabin biscuit and milk, you just be enjoying it. So that week is flenger. You are just enjoying that week. So by the second or third week, reality will start. So now maybe all you have is gari. But this particular time, there was no gari again. And the lunch was Eba and Ogbono, Unity Secondary School. And the Son of God was hungry. I've not tasted fish as at that time for over like 15 years or 14 years. So it was a serious matter. So I went into the dining. Today you will either die or be born into a new man. So I went with my FEC. Our seniors came, were knocking our heads, putting their hands into our food. Me, I didn't mind. But you know, because I couldn't stand the stench of the soup, I was just there. Bless this food, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. People started, you know the way we do it in Unity. People just, stainless plates. I just stood there. And I ask myself, how can I eat this food? I need the food to be alive. There was no phone to call my mom to say your son is dying. There is no gari. Nobody is coming to help me. So I devised a strategy. I was telling my wife a few days ago, she's not. I said my taste buds are connected to my sense of smell. I don't know how many people are like that, which means for me to eat anything, I must smell it. If I don't like the smell, that's it. It's gone. If you like, let King of England come and eat it. I will not touch it. So I devised a strategy to hold my breath so that I will not perceive the fish smell. And then I will shut my eyes. I'm talking about something spiritual. I refuse to identify with the environment around me at that moment. So I held my breath, shut my eyes. Then before I begin to perceive that there's something in my mind, I use water, push it down. By the time I did it the fourth time, I became like a witch, somebody that has been empowered for the first time. Started getting better. After that I broke down, I became sick. So they had to send me home. I now made a mistake. I thought I was sick. I didn't know I was homesick. That was my first experience with being homesick. When I got to our house in Akure and I touched the gate of the house, I became well. To God who made me. I was feverish all the way from Owo to Akure. The moment I got there and I saw our red gate and I touched it. Then my mom was like, what are you doing there? How to convince her now that I'm sick became a problem. Say, you are not sick. Why are you here? You are supposed to be in school. She started shouting. Sincerely, I felt very well. So I could not even act like I was sick. And I told her, I wanted to make up. I said, mommy, I hate fish. My mother hugged me. She now went to cook fish. It didn't work. She said, you must eat it. I say, I ate it because I didn't want to die. But now I'm in my father's house. Please. Even if it is that iru and tomato, I like that one. Listen to me. Most of the people, and even in history is that way, that have moved from generational wealth to generational wealth, they didn't start wealthy. The same way forgiveness of sin is in your covenant with God. As part of the package. God wants you to prosper. He wants you to do well. He wants you to be mentally balanced. God says here, He said, through prosperity, my cities will spread for his border. He said again in another scripture, he said, God delights in the prosperity of his servants. Of his servants. Poverty is not a sign of holiness. Because a man who cannot take care of his family is worse than an unbeliever. So, speaking about the seven mountains, it starts with your mindset. And I'm saying this to every one of you, especially those of you that have a business or you're applying to start a business or you're already running a business. I want you to know that the growth of that business does not depend on your clients, it depends on you. So what that means is that you have to start listening to people who are high and above your current level. You have to start listening to people who are high and above your current level. Now that there seems to be we seem to be in a season of lack. You need to be hearing and listening to people who are speaking of abundance. Please, are you with me now? If you go online, you see people complaining, oh, I lost my business because of the forex exchange rate. Stop listening. Unfollow them. Start listening to people. Because listen to me, God will not bless you outside your current domain of knowledge. God will not bless you outside your current domain of wisdom. God will not bless you if you are not able to be skillful in your hands and with your hands. God will not bless you and will not continue to bless you if you are not rugged. And I want you to know that everybody has a prayer point. Abraham was prosperous. Abraham was rich. But Abraham had no child. David was anointed. He was the sweet psalmist of Israel. David had many things going for him. Yet he had a problem with women. Everybody has a prayer point. Peter was chosen by Jesus to lead the body of Christ, to be the first bishop of the church, and yet he had no confidence in himself. Any small thing, he goes back. Listen, your case is not bad. Please hear me. Your case is not bad. I said your case is not bad. Listen to me. If the wine is finished, Jesus will replace it. If the wine in your life, in your marriage is finished, Jesus will replace it. Oh, somebody didn't hear me now. You see, there are many of us that are just doing the motion, but nothing is really happening. I came to tell you, we are in a season of abundance. Amen. We are in a season of abundance. Don't, the scripture says, do not allow any man despise your youth. If people look down, why are you looking down yourself? Does their opinion really count? The problem is not what they said. The problem is how you even see yourself. All these guys you look at and you celebrate, oh, they are on the world stage. My brother, go and listen to their stories. They were once at your level. Some of them, it was just 1 year and one season that favored them, and they got it right. Church people need to get out of their spiritual heart and realize that God is not only in your jumping and dancing. God is in the marketplace and God wants you there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God wants you there.
Yes, sir.
This, your hands, must be skillful for something. Do not allow yourself to be poor by reason of a soft life. Don't allow yourself to be poor because seasons change. The seasons can change suddenly. Don't allow yourself. Do you know that you may be running a business and you've not been making profit for 5 years? Do you know how many years Apple was in business and they didn't make profit? Who knows? About 7 years or so. When you think of Apple today, do you think that? Apple said, oh, we didn't make profit. They didn't make profit, so much profit in the last quarter. But the one they made was in billions. And they are complaining what went wrong. You made over $1 billion. You said what went wrong. What were you expecting? Wealth of the wicked is now laid up for who? For the righteous. Listen to me. The Lord is going to give you a rare type of wisdom.
Amen.
The Lord is going to give you a rare strand of wisdom.
Amen.
And let me tell you how that wisdom, I'm prophesying somewhere now. Let me tell you how that wisdom will operate. You will walk into a meeting. The person to make the decision sees you And when you speak, you will be hearing something else. Please, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen, if we were to depend on your level of wisdom, it's not enough. But when you speak, our Lord Jesus said, do not think of what you are going to say. But when you are there, say the spirit of your father, we begin to speak. Listen to me, when the disciples spoke in tongues for the first time, the scripture said, those men around them heard in their own language. Peter wasn't speaking in their language, but God made them hear in their own language the mysteries of God. So they heard how Jesus was crucified, how Jesus died, how Jesus resurrected. But Peter was here, Shatema Sopa. That was what he was saying. But God made the people hear in their own language. The ability to communicate beyond your language, the Lord will give to you. Yeah. Listen to me. People will not respect you if there's nothing to fear about you. Amen. I'm telling you today. Amen. Listen, this your hands can be touched by God. Amen. It can be touched by God. Amen. Listen to me. It can be touched by God. People will think it is the therapy you are giving them. They will know that healing oil, healing anointing is flowing. And that is the magic. But you see, for Daniel, the key to his anointing was his consecration. Yes, you must find the key. This rare strand of wisdom. You see, some people don't understand why some people will not fornicate. It's not because of FI. God will forgive. I listened to a lady, she was speaking. She said she made sure she was sexually pure for years, and she noticed that during that period, there were certain things that never happened to her. She said, number one, she could not lust. She could not lust. She wasn't falling sick. She mentioned so many things. So until she got into school, and then she met a guy, and then started dating, and that was her first experience. She said she prayed, and after a long time, God gave her the witness that she had been forgiven, but she now started battling with lust. And those unusual ability to think out a solution was gone. So now she now had to really think through the process. Some of you are not aware that some of the things that are happening in your life is not really you. It's a work of grace. The ability to look at a system and break it down and say, this is how this thing will work. It's not because you are experienced. There is a strand of the anointing that is in the business place. There is on the mountain of business and economy. There are unique anointings there. There are unique anointings there. You will not find those ones in church. If the Lord has called you into the world of business and the economy and finance, listen to me. You must research certain people in the Bible. You research Solomon. You will research Zacchaeus. If the Lord has called you to government, you will research people like Joseph and people like Daniel. Copy their consecrations. No business will die in your hands again. Amen. I said, no business will die in your hands again. Amen. Do you know that what many of us need is just somebody to say, go that direction?
Yes, sir.
That's all. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing. This thing we are talking about, you can do it. But many have defeated themselves even before starting because they can't see that prosperity is in their DNA. The Bible says that Abraham was wealthy in livestock. He was wealthy. And God gave us a string of assets that he had. So in today's world, what would that be? Abraham was rich in real estate. Abraham was rich in dollars. He was rich in euro and pounds. Abraham was rich. What else will he be rich in? In gold. And yet he's an usher in church. David said, how can I live in this wonderful palace? The ark of the Lord is in a tent. Can you see the mindset of champions? Listen to me. It doesn't matter where your background is. It doesn't matter how bad it has been. You only need one major decision now. A right decision. One right decision, and your life will just take a new trajectory. Recently, I was having a chat with my wife. and there was this role, HR role we were talking about, you know. See, let me tell you, for those of you that want to marry, marry somebody you are intellectually compatible with. It will help you. If you don't believe me, don't worry, but just try and marry. Say, because pastor said so. Marry somebody that you are intellectually compatible with. I don't have a problem with somebody, a PhD older mine, a farmer. We are not using such case. His wife you married. But you see that area of compatibility. You always see the difference. The deficit will be there. So I was having a chat to my wife. We were talking about the need for continuous learning and training. And it's good. Like, you can talk about, you don't have to be in the same field, but you should be able to talk about each other's businesses. Everything, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Stop mentioning his name. Leave him. The way you are shouting this Holy Ghost, his ear is becoming very hot. Leave him. Ah, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. 3 hours, Holy Ghost. Oga, what's the problem? Fake mini. 3 hours. Are you speaking it also? Are you praying? Holy Ghost. Okay, calm down. What? You don't have anything to say. I just shout Holy Ghost. If many of you know that God is a complete person, like he's a real person, that cannot be impressed with being fake, you can't impress him. Do you know what he is? You want to come and be impressive, be showing yourself. You better say why you are here. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. You will bite your tongue very soon. You will see. I talked to my wife and I said, look, there was this role we were just talking about that they sent to her. The role of compensation and benefit leader, stroke product manager. So we're just talking about it. And my wife now said, it's amazing how many of the roles that we thought were apart are now being merged. Please listen to what I'm saying. Are now being merged. When you look at the job description, it's still what you are already doing, but they've added something to it. Product manager slash. Now, being a product manager has nothing to do with HR.
Yes.
But look at how they have made the whole thing, and they said, oh, we think you fit the role. Before then, I registered my wife for a product management course. I paid with my Oweyebiye, with my precious money. I paid. My wife did not go there once because she has other things to do. When she saw that role on LinkedIn, she just called me, hey, what's my password? She started the course immediately. Because what is she thinking? She's thinking that the direction of AI now, and as it affects every role, you cannot say, I have ICANN. Eh? Who said that? You have ICANN. That's where you are. That's still where you are. Please, I want you to see how global champions think. A global champion does not think what I will eat first. A lot of us Christians, we pray and we eat. We don't have any other vision for life. We pray and we eat. There's he that withholdeth more than is necessary, and it tends to poverty. Listen to me, even though God himself opens the windows of heaven and pour blessing on some people, that ground will not germinate. Because people are very poor work ethic. You cannot be any 60,000 naira and you are buying shawarma. It's above your budget. Forget about the earth implications, so. But you cannot. Please say cannot. It's above your budget. What do you mean? Say, man of God, you know, sometimes you just need to relax. And you and who? You and who is going to relax? God punish Satan. Then I collect my salary. I just like to go and relax. Even the way your mouth, I'm seeing your mouth, relax. On top of 60,000. You better wake up. Bishop Edekpo say, to pray without planning is to play without knowing. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Okay, what's your plan? No plan. Many times you will only have one shot to present a new version of yourself to people. When I went to Edo State, it was the first time training at that level. All right? I did not go there to say, actually, this is my first time.
I just want you to encourage me. I'm from Lagos. I know we have directors here and DGs, but we are going to have a good time. So just flow with me as I deliver. Then you now say next slide. The team will not move. You look, the engineer is not there. You start sweating. You own the stage. Joseph cannot go before Pharaoh. He's not saying, actually, you know, this is my first time. Oh, king, let me roll on the floor. Stop it. The mistake some of you are doing, you see some of those people you like. You now say, hey, I'm so honored. The moment you say that, you've brought yourself down. This thing I said now, some of you will not hear it. I said, people you should be doing business with. Be professional. Oh, how are you doing, sir? Just shake them. We are not in church. We are in church. We prostrate, but we are not in church. This is a business. Oh, so what's your fee for your training? Oh, this is 5 million. Ah! So, why are you, in your mind, like, you are looking like, why are you shouting? The moment you tell them, but we can reduce, so. Who is this guy? Did they tell you they can't pay? Stop thinking for your customer. Give them your price. You will call the price. You will cheat yourself out of your price again. You're not going to convey, Pastor, I don't know what's wrong with my business. You are the problem in that business. Learn how to go and take a course on pricing. Nobody will tell you all this. Holy go. Go on YouTube and look for a course on pricing. Learn how to pitch, how to talk. Because in consulting, we don't discount beyond 5% or 10 max. No matter who you are. We wanted to give out a house to somebody on the island. And the person was like, sorry, this is our budget. Because I was involved in the process. I said, no. I asked the person, do you know why you cannot pay that amount? I said, personally, I don't care. I'm not fastidious about money. It's God that blesses me. Let me tell you something. Some of you may not know this today. When I left the bank 5 years ago, I knew my age and I knew my salary. Before I came here full time, I worked approximately 12 years in the bank. My first salary as a banker was 77 or 75,000. The second month, 85,000. So the salary was like 90,000, just that I was playing in that environment. When I left my 6-digit salary and I came to this church as a pastor, full-time pastor, 12 years after being in the bank, I came back to that level. Please, did you hear me? I don't like to put out my personal financial stuff out, but I'm telling you that when God says, I will bless you and you will be a blessing, it's not a motivational statement. Huh? It's God committing himself to making you a name. Nobody gave Alakija. Nobody gave her Folanjo. Nobody gave her a chance. Nobody. She was nobody. She was just a struggling woman. But she kept walking. God will give you some opportunity to meet with greatness. Don't go there and sell yourself short. Don't go there and be kneeling down for everybody.
Yes, sir.
The moment you do that, they've drawn the line. You can't cross it again. Inasmuch as it was this business that brought us. Oh, how are you, man? Oh, very firm. So, can we start the meeting now? I went to Lukweju for a presentation. When I got there, I went there with my MacBook and my Dell laptop. And I know, as a matter of principle, when doing presentation, use your MacBook. Don't deceive yourself and say you are humble. Of course, it's not like it's a rule, but we are following the money. So when I got there, I just, my laptop and my Bible, I said, okay, so can we start? Oh, so please tell us about yourself. And I've told you people, I was here last Sunday, I don't know when I said it. When they ask you, tell us about yourself. Please don't, we don't want to know who your father is, who your mother is. We don't want to know how old you are. What we are, the kind of movies you like, the kind of sporting activity, whether you are a TikTok dancer, or a disciple of Salome. Nobody wants to know all those things. What we are asking is, tell us about yourself professionally. That's what we are saying. My mother is a, she used to say something, but she trained us with. Only people like me will listen to you because I'm a Christian. But I can assure you, every other person there, they are waiting to kick you out. We don't. Who cares? Whose father did not sell tomato here? What do you mean? Are you trying to manipulate us? Tell us about yourself. You say you are a tomato seller. Is that why you are here? This role is for UI UX. I got there, I brought out my laptop. They say, oh, are you going to be presenting on the board? I said, no. I'll do it from my Mac. I brought out my Dell laptop. They were looking at me funny. I just brought out my MacBook. I was the only one using MacBook in that meeting. Let's play. You want to play the game? Some people, see, let me tell, somebody was saying something. Was it Capone? That when I came to their school, I wore T-shirt. I didn't have any clothes. I wasn't trying to be humble. I wore what I had. Dress up for your assignment. I wore what I had. But there was a day I got angry. I called Pastor David. David, where are you? He said, David, come to my house now. Let's go. And we went out. David, oh yeah, you are a suit person. Pastor, take this on. Include this one. Where? David, I say, how much? They say, Pastor, let me pay. I say, you will. You cannot pay for this one. Bam. I paid first. You know those kind of alerts, they come in very quickly. It was then my eyes cleared. Now, what has thou done? But there was a time I could not try it. I took a pay cut to be the pastor of this church. So I knew that if I was going to be blessed, it would be the hand of God. Yeah. And God told me, you must not ask anybody personally for money. I told him, I said, I have not even started the work. You are giving me condition. And you look for somebody else. So he said, I do not permit you to beg, solicit, suggest. Say, if you want. Oh, I said, I'm finished. But he has never let me get to that point. If you say you have a covenant and he has not told you what he will not allow you to do, you don't have a covenant. Did you hear what I just said? I said, if you claim, oh, I'm a covenant child, and he has not told you, those things may not be wrong, oh. Please, those things may not be wrong, but he said for you, he doesn't want to hear it. This. No, you cannot do it. If you cannot point to the points of your consecration, not that you are compelling others to do the same. Somebody came and said, we should follow God, we should not wear earrings. Everybody in the church started removing their earrings. Today we have people rapping in the church. It doesn't matter. Know your consecration and know why you cannot do it. Because your next seasons and your blessings will be attached to that condition. Let no man despise your youth. Whatever you meditate will be created around you. Wow. See, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You must see abundance every way, every step of the way. You must see abundance because it is your right. Abundance is one thing you are not permitted to have if it is not in your heart. Abundance is one thing you are not permitted to have if it is not in your heart. It must be all around you. It must be. Let me tell you something. Even as pastors, if I'm preaching now and I'm preaching about wisdom and wealth, if I want to move into the prophetic now, all I have to do is I will change the message and preach. I'll begin to talk about the glory of God. I'll begin to talk about the atmosphere of the Spirit. And my body configuration will change. it will change. And I'll begin to flow in that. Words are powerful. The environment, don't put yourself in an environment. If you are in a place where people are always talking lack, remove yourself. Because you cannot be blessed in the midst of certain environment. God said to Abraham, come out of your father's house. Come out. If you are trusting God for a child, follow people and play in the environment where they are children. Be a blessing to young children. Play with them. Give to them. If you want to restart your life, look at people whose lives are working. Go and be a blessing to them. That's how this life works.
Yes,
you are not in heaven, you are on earth.
Yes, sir.
Prosperity is in your DNA.
Yes,
but whether you will manifest or demonstrate it is a different matter. Learn from Daniel. He separated himself by consecrations. I will not eat the food that was given to me by the king. What is wrong with the food? Nothing. Except that those food are first offered to idols before they are put on the table. So if you think you are coming to the marketplace and you will not find idols, you are joking. If you think you are coming to the marketplace and everybody came casually, you are joking. If you think you are coming to the marketplace and you don't have people with cowries in their pocket.
Hey. Yeah.
See, I'm a new creature in Christ. Are you? Do you know what it means to be a new creature? It means that when the need is, you can bring out your authority and stamp it.
Hey.
It's not a cliche. Some people are playing.
Hey.
You can tell the devil, stop there.
Aya.
And he will stop. Because in the spirit realm, we don't look at physical age. We look at weight. How weighty are you in the spirit? The things you claim you know, are they things that are revelations to you? Or are you copying some what somebody said? Wait, you must be heavy in the spirit. You can be 16, but be an elder in the spirit. And you can be 60 years on earth and be a spiritual child. Don't play games. No matter where you are, listen to me. If you follow the principles of the scripture says wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the negotiator. Wisdom is the only tool that can cross each of the seven mountains. Because when they brought Joseph before Pharaoh, they didn't ask him if he was a prayer warrior. They asked him, can you deliver the meaning of this dream? Can you tell us what this economic policy? Somebody was asking me, he said, this your fee is too high. I told him, I said, I minister spirit. Huh? I said, what do you want from this training? I said, you want increase in revenue, in sales, Abi? That's what I want to give you. But you will not understand until I go. I said, that's why you must pay. It's not the money. I can train you for free. I said, but anywhere, the scripture says, wherever the soles of my feet tread, which means when I came in there, I came in with kingdom.
Yes.
Which means something has to happen in this business that will turn it around. I said, so that's your fee. He said, we'll call you back. Understand what you are carrying. What God wants to give you is already inside of you. Understand what you are carrying. Some people talk, they don't understand. Understand what you are carrying. Those millions you are praying God should give you, they are inside of you. You only need to be directed in the point where those things can begin to flow naturally. And please understand that money never comes to people who pursue it. So you have to be very careful. There's a thin line between greed and being prosperous. You have to be very careful. I'm not talking about having all the money in the world. I'm talking about having that which God has said is yours. Say, you shall lay gold as dust. A man was sick and God was telling him, you will lay gold as dust. A man was not doing well. I heard God was not talking to him about his problem. God was talking to him about his future. God was saying, you will lay gold as dust. That means if I come to the front of your house and I scoop the soil that is there, it will be gold. That means your environment is fruitful. That means everything around you is productive. That means the minimum standard for anything you do is excellence. That's the meaning. So why do you want to give up? Just because the response is delaying doesn't mean it will be denied.
And I pray for everyone that has the application in one office or the other. This week, without fail, your answer is coming. I said this week, your answer is coming. I said this week, your answer is coming. Listen to me. This is the year of our flourishing. And I want you to know, you will not only flourish spiritually. Many of you here, by the end of this year, you'll be earning in dollars. Now, some people are fine with where they are. But let me prophesy again. I said there are many of you here. Notice I said many. Because the grace is available for many. It's not location based. You may be living in Mowe, and the miracle will find you. It's not every opportunity you will apply for. Some they will just go and say, Pastor Tope, do you want it? And it's dollars. Because some of you think everything is by effort. No, everything is by divine orchestration. You know, every time I see you, my sister, please let me prophesy to you. I've been for like 3 weeks. Every time I see you, I saw you running your own school. And I don't know if it's a dream or desire you have, but I have. It keeps coming, and as I looked at you now, I saw it again. I want you to believe God, though. Huh? There is more. You have more locked up in your inside. You have a lot locked up in your inside. Give yourself up. Expand the place of your dwelling. Expand it. I'm seeing a lot of wisdom that God has given to you. You have what it takes. I want you to begin to covet establishment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are two people who are being the teaching line here. And I saw God move you out of, He moved you out of that place where you are working. And He threw you completely into a new field. I'm talking about two people. You are in the teaching. You operated in the teaching teaching ministry. In the education sector. And I saw the Lord take you out. He led you out by His word. He led you out like a shepherd. He led you out. I don't know who I'm prophesying to, but you need to, if you are in that, if you are the person, I need you to connect right now. I'm speaking about two people specifically. And the Lord said, I'm looking at two people who are tired of being teachers. I'm looking at a particular person. You got your side, you looked at it and you say, what is this? This person I'm talking about. You looked at your salary and you asked yourself, what is this?
Yes, sir.
What is this? And you wept.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me, I bring you a word of prophecy. Hey. This word that I speak to you will not fail. The Lord said I should tell you. He said He knows you don't know the way, so He will send someone to you. The Lord said, go and prepare your CV. Go and fine-tune it. If you don't know what to do, there are people here that can help you with that one.
Yes, sir.
Go and don't wait. Go and start preparing, because the message will be quick.
Amen.
And the journey will be swift.
Amen.
You will not have time to pack. So go and prepare.
Amen.
Because you will have to move into a new industry quickly.
Amen.
Come on, declare, this is my season of flourishing. This is my season of flourishing. Now, I want you to prophesy. Say, oh my soul, hear the word of the Lord. Flourish. Oh my soul, hear the voice of the Lord. Flourish. The Lord is sending me to one person here. You started something recently, and somewhere in your mind, you started becoming concerned, like, what if this thing fails? Because your expectation for that business did not really, you know, pan out the way you actually thought. Yeah, people love what you are doing, but it's not scaling at the level that you are really expecting. The Lord said, I should tell you, watch out for 2 weeks. He said, I am now the senior partner in this business.
Amen.
Tell me how many clients you want, I will bring them. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I am prophesying to somebody who has struggled. You see, it's one thing for you to take the initiative. It's another thing to meet with resistance. Now, God said, I should ask you, tell me how many clients you want. I will bring them. So that you will know that it is not of man. It is not of man. You don't know the way. You don't know the way. Tell me how many you want. I will bring them to you. I pray and I prophesy. For those of you that are owing, you are owing, now we cancel your debt. There is somebody in this place, somebody duped you some time ago, moved away with your money, and you, somehow you tried to just forget about it. The Lord said there is payday coming. And I'm looking at exactly 45 days. The Lord said there's going to be a restoration of what was lost. And it will be with interest. The Lord said, leave that person, don't talk to him again. I saw this money, it's a significant amount, and you lost it. And the Lord said, don't talk to him about it. He said, I'm going to bring your money back. He said, 45 days. Now for this person, the Lord said, I should tell you, the key to these 45 days is that there are people that will come across your path. They will look like seemingly common people, persons. The Lord said, treat all of them very well. Now, whoever I'm talking to, that is the key to 45 days. The Lord said, I will bring people across your path. They may look like nannies. They may look like house help. They may look like nobody. The Lord said, treat every one of them well. Because that is the doorway into 45 days. And there's going to be a restoration. Give me 5 minutes. Shaliba Rosetaya. Sake Balita Koza. Zake Taliba Rosa. Rasheda Bala Sotia. You know, Pastor Tokwe, let me prophesy to you. I saw the Lord, he was saying to me, he said, now I don't know your level in the civil service. So, and I probably sometimes when I prophesy, I speak in parables, but the Lord said he wants to move you 2 steps forward. Amen. I don't know what that means. I don't even know if there's such is there such a thing in the civil service. There's nothing like that. Okay, so God said he wants to move you 2 steps forward. And this matter, the Lord is saying, has to do with a deep longing in your heart. It's a deep longing in your heart. Jesus knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. My God knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. In the name of Jesus Christ, you move 2 steps forward. We cancel the deficit. And will bring in the prophet. As the prophet said to that woman, he said, bring me the last bread. For thus saith the Lord, the oil shall not fail, the bread shall not be wasted. Therefore, I prophesy into your life, the seasons you've prayed about, the conversations you have had with your wife, the Lord has heard them. And he said, you are moving 2 steps forward. In the name of Jesus. 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 Listen to me. If there's anything I can do to really help you today, it will be to move your mindset from just existing to living. Listen, you have to see it.
This is not the end of the road for you. You have to see it. You have to see it. There are levels and there are dimensions. You have to see it. There is something else God has prepared for those who love Him. There is something God has prepared for you because you love Him. You have to see it. The essence of prayer is to operate in the spirit of revelation. And in revelation, we'll see what God is preparing. The reason why many cannot get it is because they are praying, but they can't, in that moment of prayer, perceive or see what they think God is saying. So they begin to plan and begin to scheme, and then they get themselves in a tight corner. Every hold over your mind is broken. I prophesy every hold over your mind causing you to limit yourself. In the name of Jesus, it is broken. Listen, I am talking to you about something that I have had to deal with myself. Because if the Lord had to say to you, yes, I can call you as my prophet, He said, but you may be seeing yourself as a child. And I say to you today, O Jeremiah, do not see yourself as a child anymore. Anything I say to you, tell them that way. And Jeremiah became a prophet in the land. He became a father to the land. Listen to me. Listen to me. You will not be a child again. I prophesy, you will not be a child again. You will no more be giving handouts. I say you will no more be giving handouts. A man was speaking, I was just listening to him, and he made a statement. He said, oh, they wanted him to come speak at a conference, and they asked him, oh, what's your fee? And he said, $255,000. He said he just mentioned it. He didn't care whether they take it or not. Like this economy, $255,000. And he said, you still have to fly me. That's not part of it. He said, do you know why I was able to charge them like that? Because I know I represent a kingdom. You are not a child. There's a prophet on your inside. Listen to me. Listen to me. Your wealth in this life is tied to your gift. Don't apologize for deploying your gift. Don't apologize. If there are people in this place, your fingers, that's where your wealth is locked. Your skill, this hand, you don't do so much talking, but so something about your hands. Don't apologize. Don't apologize. Make a covenant with God that these hands will not touch sin, and then leave the rest for God. Oh my God. I see the dew of heaven upon 17 people here now. I see the dew of heaven upon 17 people here. Oh my God. Lema sobarenda. I want you to pray with me for just 1 minute and begin to receive the dew of heaven. Because listen to me, things are going to change very swiftly. Things are going to change very quickly for you. It will happen swiftly. There will be no time. Israel will have to leave Egypt, and there will be no time. Can you open your mouth and pray in 1 minute? Because the dew of heaven is coming upon your life, is coming upon your business, is coming upon your soul. There is a transformation that is coming right now, and it is like a dew from heaven. It is like a dew from heaven. In the name of Jesus. The word of God says in the book of Proverbs chapter 16, He said, it is better to get wisdom than to get gold, to get understanding than to choose silver. Don't forget what I said to you. People don't care what your face looks like. They want what you have to offer. May the spirit of wisdom locate you. May the spirit of wisdom locate you. The same wisdom that was given to Daniel, and he became a father to the nation of Babylon. The same wisdom that was given to Joseph, and he became a father to Pharaoh. Let that same dimension come upon you. Now, please listen to me. Play low. Any any covenant you subscribe to has a responsibility to honor you and prosper you. That's why you find that many of our people in society are very loud, because they know what they did to get to where they got, where they are, and they know you can't do it. They know you just use your 5 MB to be posting on Facebook, Nigeria is bad, Nigeria. They know that you don't have what it takes to transact at that level. People subscribe to altars. Don't kid yourself. What is the Freemasonry doing in the US or in the UK? People subscribe to altars. Don't kid yourself. Christianity is covenanted. The Bible says in the book of Acts that many were afraid to join themselves to them because of the weight of power and the fear that they commanded. How did we become this weak? That somebody in your office will point to you and threaten you, and it will go like that. Do you know who you are? Do you know what Jesus died for? You are greater than the angels. You are greater than the angels. You are greater in authority than the angels. Do you know what God has put on your inside? And you are here messing around. Do you know what God has put on your inside? The faith of nations. The faith of nations, Busayo. Ah. Everything rests on your consecration. Everything rests on your consecration. Everything rests on your consecration. Listen to me, I prophesy in the name of Jesus. As many of you that are listening to me now, whether you are online or you are here, listen to me. The gates of heaven that brings prosperity will begin to open over your life. The Lord will give you your own clients. I said the Lord will give you your own clients. I went somewhere yesterday to do a quick transaction, and I had a client in that area. And while I was waiting, somebody came to me and said, "Oh, what do you want to do?" I said, "No, I'm expecting somebody." He said, "No, if it's this kind of transaction, I can also do it for you." And I said, "No, I have my client." Do you know where my client, do you know where my customer was? Eh? He was somewhere lying down. I was there waiting for him. He was lying down. So he wanted to take a break. Somebody was trying to snatch his customer. He didn't even care. When he got to me, sir, I said, "Well, what's going on here? Your people here?" He just laughed. He said, "That's how many of them behave." He said, "Let's go." He didn't even know the warfare. Oh my God. God will give you your own clients. There is something beautiful. Do you know what I mean by young clients? Sometimes when you are pressed and you really don't know where to turn, those are the customers that call you. Supply this one 100. Supply this one 500. Hey, like cold water on your body. God will give you your own clients. Ah, I prophesy. Lekazuteya. The Lord will give you your own clients. God will put people around you that believe in you. Many of you gave up because you felt you are alone. You are not alone. Yes, I said, God will put people around you. Hey. Even when you want to go, say, "Tina, no. Tina, let's move." You will be amazed at the way they believe in you. Listen to me, you cannot fail this year. Many of God's people should be living and operating at a higher level, but they cloak themselves under religion and they begin to accept something that God did not bargain for them. Yes, sir. You are meant to be happy. Yes, sir. Even if you've always been sad, Jesus in your life alone was guaranteed to make you happy. Yes, sir. What are you talking about? Yes, why should you see somebody on the stage speaking and you are envying the person? No! The person should be privileged to know you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everybody you meet is either in your future or in your past. Nobody is at your level. If you meet somebody that you admire, that person is in your future. Simple as ABC. Don't go to the person and be behaving like his mentor. Know those who carry the grace you want. And know those who you are supposed to bless. It makes your life so much easy. Know those that carry the grace that you want. Stop playing. Say, "No, we are just colleagues in this ministry." We are not colleagues, though. We are not. That's why I stay away from men of God. If I'm not at the level where I can receive you as a prophet, I will assume that you are not there. Yes, sir. Even my own friends, I don't receive them carnally. My own friends, so
I respect, I don't receive. Some of you are just beginning to realize you don't even have friends. Even my own friend, Pastor Desmond, Pastor Kola, Pastor Chinto, all of them, I don't receive them carnally. If I see them, I must sow into their lives. This is why some of us are always broke. It's because we gave everything. It's not because we don't know what to do with money. I'm broke because we gave everything out. So sometimes, God, I beg, please, this week, don't ask for my money. let me even buy something for myself. Don't lose yourself because you suddenly find yourself in Babylon. The situation is bad, but it's not completely bad. There's a way out. Hallelujah. I said there's a way out. I prayed for a lady who came to me. She had done an abortion, and the doctor said to her in Ibadan that her womb had been ruptured. She would never have a child. The girl did not even believe. She didn't believe in God. She just came and said that she has a ruptured womb. She didn't come for prayer. You know, some people just come to talk to you. They don't really need your prayer. She was running after one of my spiritual sons that she likes him. Meanwhile, she has a ruptured womb. I said, the Lord said you have a ruptured womb, that you have a brand new womb. She just looked at me like, how did you know? I said, you should be saying amen. If they pray for you, say amen. Not how did you know? What do you mean? Some people pray for them, they say thank you. Is thank you the response of prayer? If I say you are blessed in Jesus, you say thank you. You say thank you. Is that you? Something is wrong with some people. Say you are blessed, they say thank you. It's not a bad day wish. It's a prayer. The lady did not think too much of that prayer. That it was a 5 minute conversation. I did not pray for her. I just spoke into her life. The womb mended. She gave birth normally in the US. That was when she remembered the prophecy she called me. The word of God is entering into your life now. I said the word of God is entering into your life now. It's fixing your body. It's fixing your soul. It's fixing your marriage. It's fixing your career. Listen to me, we have nowhere else to go. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, the power of God will overshadow you. You will go back home and you will not find your enemies again. I have received a command to bless this morning. Therefore, I declare increase on every side. Increase on every side. Increase on every side. Increase on every side. Overflow with increase. Overflow with increase. Overflow with increase. Overflow with increase. Everything that you need right now, whether in your marriage, in your spiritual life, in every season, that promotion, that job, receive it now. Look, we can't wait this long not to be blessed. Listen to me. The blessing is in your DNA. The blessing is in your body. You will no longer give your money to doctors. Listen to me. That promotion is yours. In the name of Jesus, this week will not fail. I said this week will not fail. Receive your promotion letter. 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 In the name of Jesus. Who is it that said, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord has not commanded it, I prophesy, listen to me, whatever is struggling to breathe around you, hear the voice of the Lord, begin to live again, 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 begin to breathe. Again, begin to preach again. You are capable. You are enough. You are capable. You are enough. You are enough. In the name of Jesus. When they brought Daniel to the king, can you interpret what is on the wall?
Listen to me. You must have the answer to mysteries. If you want to be respected, if you want to be valued, you must ask God for the key to unlocking mysteries. That word was written there for everybody, but nobody knew the meaning. I am talking about this season of your life. I'm talking about the supernatural elements that can come into your business. I'm coming about you bringing an answer, and people will look and say, who said that? Who said that? Why is she not in the board meeting now? Just like that, from the receptionist to the boardroom. Listen to me, that is your testimony. I said, that is your testimony. When Daniel got there, he said, mene, mene, tekel of passing. He had the answer. You need to have the answer at that moment. You can't pray at that. To pray at that level, you are late. You need to pray first and receive the answer to the mystery. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, may your understanding be open. There are three people here. There are three people here. I want to pray a dangerous prayer for you. If you think that promotion comes from the east or west, I want you to know promotion comes from the Lord. Which means the Lord can set one up and bring one down. I want to pray a dangerous prayer. I want to pray a dangerous prayer. I want to pray a dangerous for three people. I want to pray a dangerous prayer. I want to pray a dangerous. Something is happening now. I want to pray a dangerous prayer. Now, you see where your boss is sitting. You see that desk, that office that your boss is sitting. We want to give it to you. They said there is no vacancy. We want to create one now. Some people are not catching it yet. You need to be tracking. Oh, you need to be tracking. Listen to me. God will look for another job. They may need to promote your boss. But you see, that is it. That person that you always have to call and give reports to. I want to give you that role. Huh? I want to give you that influence. That position is going to be your own. It's a managerial level. Are you listening to me? Listen to me. I'm about to prophesy now. This wall, God said to Joseph, to Joshua, say, when you get there on the seventh day, you are going to shout. Say, when you shout, the wall will come down. So we are going to shout. But when we shout, this is what will happen. Something will happen in your office. There was somebody in this church I gave this same prophecy to about 3 years ago. They said they were going to lay off and sack her and do all of those things. And I told her, I said, somebody in your office will resign. You will not be qualified, but they will give you the role. Meanwhile, the person sat in a meeting at the office and they said to her, we have no place for you again. Meanwhile, the prophetic word came, somebody will resign. Huh? I'm not talking about generic prayer. I'm talking about a prophecy. That prophecy was 2 years old, but it manifested. It says, somebody will resign. And the sign that your season has come is that this person will resign. And when he resigns, you will know. The moment you hear the person has resigned, please start preparing. Come on, say, start preparing. My sister called this particular person because she didn't know who the person was, but the person was a senior level officer. So she called the person to ask for assistance on something, and the person said, no, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Friday is my last day. Huh? She remembered the prophecy. Today, Wednesday, next tomorrow, the prophecy says somebody will resign, and when you hear about it, that will be your cue. Okay, thank you. So that phone call was not to get help. It was to signal in the spirit that the seasons are here. Oh my God. You will get a signal. Many of you are suffering because you lost major signals. I said you will get a signal.
You know, there are testimonies that happen in this church. I don't allow the people to share their testimonies. And this is one of them. Because what is involved is in 6 digits. If in Naira, it will be like 9 digits. In Naira, 9 digits. So I told the person, don't share your testimony. You have told me. God has heard. They advertised for the role, gave the job description. She didn't qualify. So she couldn't apply. But the word said, once you hear this person has resigned, start preparing yourself. And I told her in that prophecy, God will raise somebody in that organization that you are not expecting. That person will speak for you. Huh. Prophecy is powerful. I'm a child of prophecy. Prophecy is powerful. I wish God can be talking to me like this, the way I prophesied to that woman. I'll be too happy. Direct. And while they were at that phase, they kept advertising the role. Nobody was able to meet it. If they don't meet it, they have to go outside and recruit. Then somebody called from America. How are you doing? Go and apply for that role. Eh? Say, no, I don't have the... Say, go and apply. People say women don't assist each other. Women, they are saying, this one, it was a woman. She just applied. First interview, second interview, it looked like play. The letter came out. When I saw the letter, I asked God, why not me? God, you dey use me, the professor. Yo. I don't mind this kind to you. I don't mind this kind to you. Eh? We are looking at figures in excess of 100 millions. Eh? I said, Baba, I'm here behind your servant too. Elena, we are okay. Eh? I looked at this young, wonderful sister. I said, wow, Jesus is faithful. That prophecy was given exactly 2 years before its manifestation, when she didn't know she would lose her job. But you see, there was a signal. Some people receive prophecy, they forget. They turn their client to their boyfriend. Somebody that was put there to help you. Know the difference now? Listen, there are things the Lord has said to some of you and you forgot. And because you forgot, you lost the season. This, as I'm speaking now, there will be a second chance. Elijah said, according to my word. Not God. He said, according to my word. That's powerful. That's what we call ashewoli.
Yes, sir.
The authority of a prophet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen to me. That season you lost.
Hey,
some of you remember what I'm talking about. Today it is restored.
Hey.
Now go and if you know where you wrote that prophecy, now go and dig it out and study
yes,
it.
Yes.
There might be a signal somewhere
yes.
for you to watch out for.
Yes, sir.
Listen, God does not look at age. He chose a young boy to be the ruler of Egypt.
Yeah.
The boy was just a young boy. Nobody would look at him. You see some of these, our young people in church saying, these ones are children. That was how Joseph was when God found him. You are not small.
Yes, sir.
You are only small in your own eyes.
Yes, sir.
You are not small.
Yes, sir.
Don't accept it.
Yes, sir.
You are not small.
Yes, sir.
Don't accept it. You are not small. You are not to be pitied. Don't accept it. Don't accept it. Because that thing alone will hinder God from moving in your life. Many of you are overdue for a new season.
Yes, sir.
Receive it.
Yes.
I say receive it.
Yes.
Now we are going to shout.
Yes.
After they marched around. Now this shout is your own shout. So don't look at your neighbor to determine your shout. Because after now, the barrier between you and that next promotion will be removed. Where is Femi? Femi, you remember there was a time just before COVID, you got a job. Then, I think COVID now happened. Then I canceled the whole appointment. Listen, seasons can affect you. He got a job. That job was supposed to be like a good deal for him. COVID now happened. Waiting. Then I said, okay, everything's on hold. Meanwhile, we're already rejoicing. He's already seen himself wearing suit in the office. Then he came back and said, you know how devastating it can be. And I remember then, I think I prophesied and I began to speak about certain things that will not happen. And I'm so grateful for, you know, how far God has brought you. But you haven't even seen anything. Eh? That's what God is telling you. God is telling me you haven't seen anything. Huh? God says he wants you to be thinking in terms of 9 zeros. Is there anything 9 zeros and above? That's what he wants you to be thinking. In Naira, 9 zeros and above. Say, because it's going to... Let me tell you what I'm saying. It's as though I saw the Lord standing in front of your head, then he opened the scalp here and put his hand inside the switch, inside your head, turned it on, and said, now you will begin to have a new level of creativity. You will be able to imagine solutions. You are just looking at it in your mind and you can see how that thing will be. And the Lord said, this thing will now become a trigger point for you. And that if you develop this ability now, he said, a time will come very soon. You will start seeing 7 figures for one deal. Not your salary, 7 figures. Because when you give people the solution, you are putting God's integrity on the line. And because it was God that activated that thing, it will manifest. Okay, time is gone. No problem. So when I ask you to shout now, I want you to know that just like what happened to Femi, anybody that needs to take their seat on Monday, please, are you with me now? Anybody that needs to resume in the office to favor you, they must show up. Shout, for the Lord has given you the victory. 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 Be glorified. Lord Jesus, be glorified.